Welcome to Qigong Stories Podcast 23. My name is Lourenço Azevedo, and that's how the sky looked yesterday here in the north. I'm near Braga. And I was teaching yesterday in a monastery, that's quite near from Braga called Tibães. It's a monastery from the 11th century. And it has an amazing surroundings for doing the kind of work that I do, like Qigong. And I have a course here, like I have in Lisbon, that it uses Qigong and food. During 9 months, people learn how to cook, people learn how to practice exercises. And it has been a very good year, meeting many people and observing the changes of the participants and the changes also in myself, of course. It has been a very nice year, and we are almost in the end. We finish in June. So yesterday I was teaching in this monastery, and this monastery is known because it was quite a central role in the regarding to the Benedictine order of monks. And it was the headquarters of the Benedictines here in Portugal, but also in Brazil. And it's quite huge. It's really huge. In more this century, there was people that were taking care of this place. I guess they didn't treat it quite well. But the monastery is so big that they used to ride a motorbike to go from a place to another inside of the monastery. So that's long corridors and with lots of rooms. And they recovered it recently. And well, there is now places where you can sleep there, and there is a nice restaurant. And you can also pass a very nice day there in the surroundings because it's quite green. It has its own woods. So it's very nice for doing Qigong and to just to reboot your nervous system. So yesterday I was working with the students in a place that's some kind of stairway. Well, it's a stairway, it's stairs. And the idea of the stairs is that each stair has some kind of what they call virtues. And this, there are seven virtues, and these stairs have seven places you climb, and then there is a fountain. And each of the fountain has a virtue, well, where you should, if you are a monk, or even if you are a layman or laywoman, you just be there and just reflect upon these virtues. And the virtues are the prudence and justice, strength, temperance, faith, hope, and charity. So just go along and you have a text that you can reflect on it, and you can spend, I think, some hours there if you have time. Sitting or standing and just being there looking at the fountain. Well, it's this monument is dated from they think that's from the 18th century, but maybe it's older. So the challenge that I posed to my students was that during an hour they will be in this stairway. And they had a piece of paper with all the virtues and the translation from the Latin that is written there. I had the luck to have a student that she's a Latin translator and was quite kind to translate the best way possible, because some of the things you cannot read quite well. So the best way possible, she translated what was there. So they had this kind of piece of paper with all the virtues and some kind of some small paragraphs. It's a bit like you can see in the Buddhism or Taoism verses. So you get this kind of of title and some kind of phrases that make you reflect upon what's there. And this makes me think really about how these kind of practices and the course that I'm running, it's called Impulse, and it's about creating tools and creating, understanding the principles of change in your life, using, like I said, diet and Qigong. I have a friend of mine that she cooks, and she cooks quite well. and I'm with the Qigong. So yesterday the theme was awakening. So they spend there and thinking and reflecting upon their lives and these kind of virtues in their lives. And like I was saying before, this makes me think how the information can reach to your brain in terms of how can you apprehend things in a way that they stick in your brain or they stay in your brain. And I guess this kind of stairway where you are there and you just listen to the birds and you feel the wind on your face. There is quite of smells of the trees, and there is many trees and flowers there also. And well, there is the water running, and there is many sensations that you can experience there. So, and while you are meditating or reflecting on these kind of virtues that you can find also in many other schools or religious schools, like in Buddhism, the six paramitas, for example, or the Taoism also, you can find the idea of yin and yang and the Tao Te Ching, the 81 chapters. It's also a wonderful reflection, all these chapters about daily life and about your life. So as you are there and as you reflect upon all these virtues or just about one, I think what comes up from there and the reflections that you can achieve there, or if there is no reflection at all anyway, but if there is something that comes out, it's quite rooted in your brain. Because it's not just an idea. If I sit at home and I read all the paper that I'm now looking at, it's quite different from being there. Because now I'm standing on a room and I'm not experiencing all the... all my senses are not experiencing the many things that I can experience on this monastery. So when you get to some kind of conclusion, or when you get with some kind of idea, or sometimes when you have some kind of question that this kind of exercises arises, so it's, with my experience, it stays more if it is ingrained with a lot of or more senses, like the smell, the touch, the hearing, and so on. And this, I remember once I was in Amsterdam and I was in a bookshop, and it was an amazing space in terms of area, and it was all full of self-help books, all full of it. And it was, I never saw so many of them together. And I was thinking, but so many self-help books, why the things are as they are? Why you just don't read a book like this and you get at least enlightened? And more and more I've been understanding that it's quite difficult to get enlightened, or to just to get things sometimes different, just reading a book, because it's somehow it's not connected with a lot of experience. You are just sitting, you know, sofa, and you're just reading and you get to aha conclusion, but then you have to make dinner, or you have to just get out, or just have to leave on next station of the bus or the train, and things quite vanish like in a dream. You just have a dream and you wake up, you're quite inspired, but then when you sit in the bed, it's gone. So it's more like the Eastern thought is more based on sensorial senses, like in the senses, use the senses for learning, not just the mind. The mind directs the intention, of course, but the most of it is created by the senses and by the way that you feel the world, and this can really grab and just fix the conclusions that you get, that you have, or the reflections or questions that you arrive when you're meditating or thinking in some deep aspects of your life. So the project for the few days can be thinking how is your life in the moment regarding to the idea, how are your senses connect to your life? Does you spend a lot of time in the head, or you just sometimes cook, or sometimes walk in the nature, or sometimes you have a good massage, or you activate your body, or you do this all of the things at the same time? For example, you can have a massage and have like some oil that smells okay, and then you can have music, and so this is somehow some kind of more complete experience that you can also find like walking. You can feel the ground on your feet and the wind and then the smells and the sounds. And this is a more complete experience, and that stays in the body, that maybe many years after you still remember it. Although, that if you have a book, or if you have many books and you read about how to change your life and how to do a lot of things, sometimes it's really on the head, unless you do it in a retreat or in a setting that you just arrive to these conclusions in a way that it's embodied, it's the whole body experience. So I hope you have today time to look up to the sky and see how it is. And why not making it a full body and embodied experience, like looking to the sky and smelling the air and feeling the earth under your feet, and listen to the sounds that are around you as you just gaze up to the sky. So I wish you a good week, and enjoy your practice.